We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
MLB Network, former longtime big league pitcher, the great Al Leiter is with us. You can see Al on MLB Network's MLB Tonight, live from Progressive Field today and tomorrow. Al, how you doing? Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. How you doing, guys?
We're doing great. By the way, have you noticed, I don't know how much you've been around town, speaking of one of your former teams, there are a ton of Blue Jay fans here, even though obviously the Blue Jays aren't very good right now. That's been one of the biggest, outside of Cleveland, one of the biggest contingent of fan bases I have noticed. Have you noticed that?
You know what? Walking around, first of all, the vibe is great. I just heard the little soundbite with Jim. No, you know what? When I played with the Jays, that was a big destination for, aside from Detroit, of course, just going across the border, the Canadians. But there was always a good Blue Jay presence when we came in and played the Indians. So I'm not surprised. And it's a great fan base. I mean, we're not just talking about Toronto. It's Canada's team, especially now that the Expos are no longer around.
Yeah. We're talking with longtime big league pitcher Al Leiter. Al, are you a fan? Are you a big fan of the Home Run Derby? Or would you like to clean it up a little bit if we're up to you?
I like it since they changed it to the brackets. I really do. I think the timing of it, just to not watch a guy just eventually have his arms tire, and that's why he stopped hitting home runs. I do like the clock, and I like the fact that it is kind of a March Madness matchup, the 1 to the 8, the 2 to the 7, and so on. So I do enjoy it. I think the first change was in Cincinnati when Todd Frazier won that one. And when you're trying to beat the clock on anything, it's pretty cool. So, I do like it.
Who's your favorite tonight?
You know, I got Peter Alonso. I watch him take BP like all the guys. I mean, they're all Paul Bunyan. They can hit it out any park. But I think this kid is going to do it. I do. But, I mean, Vlad Guerrero Jr. is another guy that I think is going to be one that you got to look at. I know Chapman replacing Yelich, but I'm digging on Alonso. I really am.
Do you buy into the fact that if the guys participate in the Home Run Derby, it can affect their swing post All-Star break?
No, I don't think it affects their swing, but I do think it's a tiring event. And I think also since the clock has been in place, you could kind of pace yourself. It's just about winning the round. It's not the collective number. So I think it's better with respect to that. But as far as changing your swing, I mean, I think about years past, there are managers that like the idea of his players golfing. And I was in Toronto, speaking of Toronto, as you alluded to it, the year when we had Robbie Alomar, Paul Molitor, and John Olerud. They were 1, 2, 3 respectively in batting title. And this was in 93. And Molitor, Joe Carter, and Olerud, along with Ed Sprague, that was like the foursome that they would golf almost every day. So, you hear about, the golf swing's going to mess up your bat. Come on, man. It's just like a pitcher when they, some guys say about the real extreme long tosses. You go to a game and you see guys stand on the right or left field foul line and they throw it, into the center field seats. No. I don't think it changes your swing. I do think you can get tired. And then, therefore, you can maybe, come up lame if it's like you're swinging too hard in your back, et cetera.
Al, is the story about – there's always this myth that apparently Ricky Henderson walked up to John Olerud in Seattle and said, hey, there was a guy who played with a helmet in Toronto. And he said, yeah, Ricky, that was me. Is that a true story as far as you know, or is that a myth?
All right, so let me tell you this how it played out. Ricky, okay. I played with Ricky as well as John Olerud with the Mets in 99. Couple years after that season, John signed as a free agent with the Mariners, went back to the Northwest. And then a couple years after that, Ricky, Ricky's last 5 years seemed like he was with every team.
Yeah.
He was in spring training, saw Olerud wearing a helmet, walked up to him and said, why do you wear a helmet? And he said, well, I had an aneurysm. I promised my dad, I'd always wear a helmet. He goes, man, that's amazing. I play with a guy in New York. And the reason why it had legs, Bull, is – If you know Ricky, you wouldn't be surprised because, you know, Ricky's Ricky, right? And, you know, he'll forget, you know, anybody sitting next to him. And I say it playfully because I love Ricky. The story is Scott Laurenson, who was her assistant trainer with the Mets, who eventually became the head trainer, told that to a writer, a New York writer, and it got some legs and got in Sports Illustrated, et cetera. So it was a great story. People who knows Ricky who would say that they wouldn't surprise. No, Scott Laurenson, assistant trainer of the New York Mets, made up that story.
That is hilarious. We're talking with longtime big league pitcher Al Leiter, who pitched for four different teams in the playoffs, Toronto, the Marlins, the Mets, and the Yankees. We got to go to the Marlins, of course, Al, with you being here in Cleveland in the 97 World Series. When you think about that year and that series, how remarkable it was, give us, from your perspective, playing the Indians, and just in general, the fact that that Indians group, you know, mid-90s to early 2000s, I think it's the greatest team of my lifetime that never won. If you talk about, you know, more than 1 year, I know that Mariner team won a million games, but over a stretch, if you could just, you know, talk about that a little bit. First of all, facing that team and just the fact that they never won.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think you could, you know, you'd say that about a few teams that, you know, didn't win more than one. When you look at the roster of what John Hart and that front office put together after, you know, the mistake on the lake and then moving to the beautiful new Jake. Listen, I pitched a clunker in game three. I made some modifications and looking at a lot of video. My game seven was good. Jarrett Wright was equally as good. And, you know, the rest is history. Edgar Renteria in the 11th inning, base hit up the middle, scoring Craig Counsell. That was an amazing lineup, guys. I mean, there are some lineups, and I know today with a lot of home runs, a lot of strikeouts, but there was no relief. I mean, if your relief was, you know, Omar Vizquel, I mean, how dare you? Or Marquise Grissom. I mean, can't even think. Sandy Alomar Jr. is batting seventh. It was thump, thump, thump. The left-right balance was amazing, you know, certainly with Tommy being in the middle of it, but Dave Justice was a pain in the neck. Certainly Manny Ramirez. I mean, it was, you know, Matt Williams. It was nonstop. So you knew facing these guys, it was really not a matter of course you'd like to throw a shutout, but it was a matter of, you know, will our team outscore them? That's how you kind of viewed, especially coming into Cleveland and playing at Jacobs Field, because they were so much better at home. And what a devastating lineup. I'm with you. That team, you know, yeah, they should have won more. They could have.
Al,
I mean, I should have said.
Yeah, sure.
Al, let's talk about this Indians team because they surprised me, man. I declared them dead back in May. When they were, God, I don't know, 14 games out or whatever it was, 15 games out of the Twins, and the lineup just looked like it was just garbage, frankly. And now all of a sudden, everything's come to life. You had all the injuries to the pitching staffs, yet somehow they have sustained and are one of the hottest teams in Major League Baseball. How surprised are you?
Extremely. And I think what you just said, nobody internally with the Indians, and I'm not privy to any information, I think they were right along with you. I mean, Lindor, you know, had the injury coming out. I love this kid, dynamic, awesome smile, great player. Heathau is back to being Lindor. Ramirez, they didn't know what they were going to get. There's a bounce back there. You know, that was disappointing a year ago. Certainly, without question, Carlos Santana pickup. Kudos to the front office of John Stearns. You know, he was left for dead, if you will, almost with the Phillies. Listen, when you get enough starting pitching, and I'm with you on, you know, God willing, and hopefully Carrasco, you know, gets through, you know, his issue with his health. Certainly, when Kluber goes down the way he does, 60-day DL. But here you go, you know, good pitching. Bauer, Clevinger, Bieber has been unbelievable. You know, you throw in guys, and then oh, by the way, we knew Brad Hand what he was over the years of being a legit hard throwing lefty, but he's emerged as one of the top guys in the league. You can get enough out of your other guys and Clymer and Olson and Perez. You know, work your way down to just enough to be able to work through these lineups. And Terry Francona, I mean, I love this guy. I think with the complete acceptance of what the front offices bring now, with a real high level of analytics, and the Indians are one of them. I did say John Stearns. I made a mistake on that, right?
It happens. You can't remember everybody's GM off the top of your head. It's all good.
Yeah. No, that's up in the Brewers. But I see that the tie with the front offices giving a lot of information, and I think Terry is great with balancing, you know, old school, if you will. And I hate that term because what's old school? It's playing ball, playing hard, playing right,
yeah.
Catch the ball, throw the ball, be fundamentally sound, et cetera, but yet still accept, you know, what the front offices bring to you, you know, to the team.
We're talking with Al Leiter. Watch Al.
I meant Chernoff.
Yeah, you got it. There it
John
is.
John Stearns was a catcher with the Mets.
I remember him. Late 70s,
yeah.
Early 80s, right?
I got on Stearns when he was my coach with the Mets. I said, I looked at his all-star numbers, and I know back then, you know, the Mets weren't very good when he was there most of the years. And I said, Stearns, you made the all-star team with not one home run. Because bad dude, I love him. You know, he was pretty full of himself, and we would get on him on that. But, yeah.
We're talking with Al Leiter, former big league pitcher, longtime big league pitcher, 19 years in the league. Al, obviously, you know, your son was recently drafted. He would have been a first-round pick, obviously, but he's committed to go to college. Talk about that decision, you know, for your family and, you know, because obviously, like I said, it would probably been a first-round pick. So Yankees still drafted him, but talk about that decision that you guys made as a family.
Yes. So amazing. I have three girls and my son. I've been with him, you know, almost all every step of the way, watching him develop, watching him grow, not knowing what he'd amount to, but I knew a couple things. He worked his tail off. He loves baseball and he wants to get better. And, you know, those are three pretty good kinds. And self-motivated. I tell parents all the time, if you're telling your kid, hey, did you get your workout in? Hey, did you get to the field? Hey, did you run? Hey, did you do this? Hey, did you do that? There's a good chance that the spirit within isn't there. Do guys make it to the pinnacle level without having that? Yeah, I mean, there's very few God-given talent. I'm telling you, to watch my son experience what he did, be mentioned as a first-rounder, but all along, guys, I'm telling you, yes, this was a sentiment from myself and my wife wanting him to go to college, but he wanted to go. He wanted to go to college. Vanderbilt's a great school. It's a great baseball program. I love Tim Corbin, and I think he's a great coach and a good man. And so it was hard, but at the end of the day, if was able to remove the money part of it and it was a life decision, I'm happy for him because that's what he wanted to do.
That's great. That's great. We wish him great success. Yeah. Al.
Thank you.
You're welcome. When you look at the game today, Kenny Lofton was on our morning show earlier today, and Kenny seems kind of bitter about the way the game is now. He seems frustrated by it. You know, you're still around the game. Obviously, you work, you broadcast, you do so much. Are you as frustrated as he is by how it's become seemingly just home run, walk, strikeout as such a big percentage of the game?
You know, I wouldn't. I hear Kenny Lofton, and I think, you know, guys that played, you know, I kind of put my player hat, pretend I'm 30 years old right now, and how would I – how would I perform, and how would I make the adjustments with respect to the game today? Well, for one thing, I would be kind of thrilled because when you look at the strikeouts per game, which has just gone up every single year since 2006, it tells one glaring thing it tells me, and I know the strikeout totals are through the roof and home runs are through the roof. It basically has shown by the front offices that are crunching these numbers that don't compromise your swing with respect to two strikes. Put your best pass at it with your best swing with a certain amount of velocity on the barrel and a certain angle, and it's going to go a certain distance. That it's straight physics. It's math. So is it easier to pitch that way? You darn right it is. If I can exploit a hitter's weakness, stay away from their strength, and continue to make good pitches, guys are going to swing and miss. So, but this is the reason why I don't agree with Kenny Lofton is that it's a pendulum. And information is what it is. And if it matters now to where this is where the analytics are saying, listen, if you're one for four, but in your last at bat, you hit a 2-run homer, you know, that's good. That's better than 4-for-4 with two singles. You know, a lot of respects, these front offices will come up with that calculus. I believe that we're seeing it already. Bullpens a whole are getting banged up because all of this stuff. I can't wait to go to the bullpen because the guy's got 100 pitches and he's in the fifth inning. So what? He's throwing a shutout. Give him another inning or two, et cetera. These guys are getting banged up a little bit. And you're going to watch where the shifts, everybody's talking about hitting it over the shift. You know, there's a guy with the Mets, Jeff McNeil. Watch this dude. I hope he gets in the bat. He's got a baton in his hand. It's like Wade Boggs all over again. going line to line, et cetera. So you're going to start seeing these front office saying, wait a minute, guys, we do need more on base. We need a balance of guys that will put the ball in play when there's two strikes, because these dudes are throwing 95 to 100, and we don't want to have 17.7 strikeouts per game. That's on average in Major League Baseball right now, both teams combined with strikeouts. It'll swing back. I believe that.
Yeah. Al, great stuff, man. You had a great career. We appreciate the time. We'll watch you on MLB Network tonight. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for being in Cleveland.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.